Stephanie Thompson is originally from Kotzebue, and she looks like your average just-turned 18-year-old. She's wearing plaid sneakers and a striped scarf, and little skull earrings dangle from her ears. But then she starts talking about her science project.
It's called A Molecular Phylogenetic Study of Archaea from a Muskeg in Southeast Alaska.
And she's lost me already.
Can you define
phylogenetic?
Phylogenetic.
The noun is phylogeny, and phylogeny is the study of evolutionary relationships of the species that you're studying. You know, it's the DNA of species from millions of years ago is going to be very different from the DNA of the descendant species of today.
We're trying to figure out who's out there in the muskegs.
Kitty LaBounty is a botanist and one of the mentors for Mount Edgecombe's molecular ecology program.
And who, in terms of which bacteria, which archaea, which are kind of bacteria-like creatures, which fungi, who's there? And there's lots of different ways to find who's there if things are big enough to see them, right? So you can look out there and I can go, oh, there's Labrador tea out there, there's bog laurel, there's shore pine, whatever. But with looking at fungi that are inside of roots and looking at bacteria that are in soils, it's like they're too small to see.
LaBounty says the research the students are doing in the lab at Mount Edgecombe provides baseline data that can be used to understand ecosystem functions.
All these things are really important in nutrient cycles and within the muskeg, how those plants actually grow, how some of the organic matter is decomposed, basically very intrinsic pieces and parts of the ecosystem, and we don't know anything about them in this particular area. So that's why we have that focus.
Senior Christopher Liu is originally from Bethel. He's looking at fungi on a rare Patanthera, also called rain orchid or bog orchid. The question he wants to know is whether these rain orchids are rare in the muskeg because its fungi is rare, or is it something else?
So just understanding that these plants have an extreme dependence on fungi itself and that they wouldn't survive without it is vital. And there's basically little to no research on these mycorrhizal associates, specifically in the Patanthera of Southeast Alaska.
Liu says he likes knowing that he's on the cutting edge of research that has never been done before, and he feels like he's contributing to the scientific world.
Having this research for the use of future researchers, such as those that study climate change specifically, in the case that the muskeg or the Sitka spruce ecosystem were to change due to increasing temperatures, then we would be able to have something to compare to in the past.
Climate change and cutting-edge research is also Stephanie Thompson's impetus for her research on archaea, those bacteria-like microbes that aren't really bacteria, which she mentioned before.
Archaea in the muskeg and in the Tongass have never been studied before. And the Tongass, it's a huge carbon sink, and one type of archaea are methanogens. They produce methane, which is a greenhouse gas. And just the size of the ecosystem, you know, with enough methane emissions from the microbes in the ecosystem, it could play some role in climate change, and also the being a carbon sink could also have a role.
Archaea, as it turns out, are these single-cell organisms that are often found in extreme places like hot springs or deep ocean vents. But Kitty LaBounty says they haven't been well studied, and so in that sense, it's not too surprising that Thompson is the first one to find and document her research. On the other hand, these are juniors and seniors in high school.
All of them are actually doing original research. A lot of what happens in high schools is you get to repeat things that are already known. And that's a good beginning exercise because learning scientific method is important. But in this gives the opportunity for juniors and seniors to go on and do stuff that no one else has done.
And that opportunity is basically credited to retired Mount Edgecombe teacher Martin Johnson, who got the program going about 7 years ago. Chola Mole has inherited the lab and the program from Johnson and is now in her fourth year teaching at Edgecombe.
There's only one other lab like this in a high school, and I believe there's one in Hawaii. So it's pretty amazing that the kids get to work in their own school in a genetics lab. There's a lot of programs where they have students working, you know, at a university or in a research facility outside of their school. But these kids feel a real sense of ownership of their lab and of the work that they're doing here.
Mole says selling the kids on muskeg research was a bit of a process. Most of the kids are from interior villages, and muskegs aren't really crowd pleasers compared with whales or eagles, subjects this lab has researched in the past. But as these kids have traveled around the state to science competitions, they realize that what they're contributing is really cutting-edge science. Stephanie Thompson is on the verge of being the first Mount Edgecombe student to have her findings published in a peer-reviewed scientific journal.
But one thing that's really important, in order for anybody to publish, but especially a student to publish, you have to make sure that the kid has actually done the work themselves.
Thompson won first place in both the statewide high school science symposium in Fairbanks, as well as the Southeast Regional Science Fair in Juneau. She now heads to the Junior Science and Humanities Forum in Colorado Springs in April and the Intel Science and Engineering Fair in mid-May in Reno. Christopher Liu placed third at the Regional Science Fair in Juneau and will also be going to Reno as an observer. The six students in the Mount Edgecombe Molecular Ecology Program won a combined total of $12,250 in cash and scholarships at science fairs around the state. Stephanie Thompson attributes her success to Mount Edgecombe.
You know, any student in Alaska who's willing to move from home and live in a dormitory and work hard for their education can have this kind of opportunity. It's not about who you know or who your parents know or what their jobs are. Just going through the system, and Mount Edgecombe has provided this opportunity.
Thompson has just been accepted to MIT for the fall semester. She plans to major in engineering and someday come back to Alaska to implement renewable energy projects here. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.